Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101. This is the Fox.
Nick, Cody, we're worried about you.
Why?
This is not looking good for comedians.
What do you mean?
First, Chris Rock at the Oscars being attacked by Will Smith.
Watch.
Now, Dave Chappelle at a big Netflix is a joke festival.
Oh, yeah?
He's been tackled on stage by a man.
Yeah.
And this man had a replica gun, but it had a real knife inside it.
Oh, did it?
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. He's been charged. These are comedians that are being
attacked.
That
says more about America, doesn't it? I'm trying to get a knife in here. There's only one way. I've got to hide it in this gun. That way they'll never suspect anything.
Do you get worried on stage at all? Do you ever get worried?
Nah.
Now? Will you get worried now?
Nah. I was worried before. That's fine.
Classic Cody doesn't have anything controversial.
Nah, nothing in there. And the stages are generally quite high. Is it? Nobody's causing a
fuss. Have you ever seen anyone coming? No, no one's ever attempted to attack you.
I had someone come up in Brisbane with about 3 minutes to go, my show on Saturday night, and he brought me a beer.
Oh.
I was on the very last, like the very last bit. I go, mate, I'm almost done. He goes, well, you don't want to be thirsty. You know what I mean?
Did you chug it down?
Yeah. Well, I didn't scull it in front of him, but don't have to do that.
It would have been good if you did.
What, just skull it?
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's the ender.
There's a 3 minutes.
Maybe
done.
For the footy show. But for stand-up, you've got to get the bits out. You know. I don't think there's anything to worry about. He took it pretty well, Chappelle.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Got hit, took a few steps back, and the guy finally got him by the ankles. And did you see the guy leaving?
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, his arm's in a different way.
Don't have to twist his arm, did you? Oh, God.
I also love that Chris Rock, who hasn't breathed a word about Will Smith since the Oscars, because he's saving it for his probably new tour, but he's finally broken his silence and he just said, oh, I thought Will Smith had come up on stage. Good gear, Chris Rock.
Very good.
Dave Chappelle still said something afterwards, didn't he? He still did a gag after.
Yeah, he was still doing gags while the security team were just fighting a bloke. It's a very weird time, but I don't think Australians aren't.
You're
really
okay.
Like
as long as you're safe.
As long as I'm safe.
Classic Cody.
Doing more damage to myself. What are they going to do?
101.9 The Fox.
Boxy's banger. This is The Fox.
Great tune, Fiona.
20 minutes to 7.
I loved that. Cherry pie. That's got me up. Chrissy in Frankston. Did you like it? Did you not like it?
Yes, I did like it, Feef. That was awesome. Yes. Definitely a classic banger.
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, and missed that.
And Feb, I've got something for you.
Yeah,
you ready?
Give it to me, baby. Oh. Great horn, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Well, you're a liar.
Best one ever.
Yeah, that's the best. That's good.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
What is that horn on? What's the vehicle?
That is on my coffee van.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well done. Give your coffee van a shout out.
Again, awesome, guys. It's Chrissy from the Coffee Chick. Thank you.
Yeah,
no worries,
Chrissy.
Mate.
Mark in Endeavour Hills. Hi, Mark.
How you going?
Good, Mark. How did I go with Cherry Pie's Warrant? Warrant's true.
That should bring back memories for the boys there.
Yep. It gets played a fair bit there.
Oh, does it?
No way.
Oh, really?
I think that's like a hack comedy movie stripper song.
They accidentally end up in a strip club and that's on.
Okay, ladies boys, and gentlemen, we've got Cherry on stage.
Okay, I didn't realise that. Thank you, Mark. And Bianca in Lilydale. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, team. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Bianca. Did you like the song?
Absolutely loved it. It was a great morning pickup. I just have an extra note for you. The coat that you actually bought yesterday, if it was from Country Road in Doncaster, the actual style code is called Desert Rose. So there you go.
Wow. That's awesome. That is exactly the coat. How did you know that was the coat I got? That was exactly what I got.
I'm actually from the display team in Doncaster Country Road, and I actually saw you browsing around with the team in there, and I loved the coat on you, so it was looking great.
Oh, did you? Oh, thank you. Yes, I paid for it. Did you see my 2-year-old making life difficult to shop?
I did a little bit, and your mum definitely looks like a funky lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At one stage,
why did you have to buy her? I thought we're starting the 2 weeks of no.
Well, we were starting the 2 weeks of no. Just quickly though, I'm at the counter. Daisy's gone behind the counter. And she's walking back with all the sales attendants who were doing, you know, behind the counter. And then we were like, oh gosh, Daisy, get out from behind there. And I dragged her around because I was shopping. And then I said, Mum said, so you're fine now. You're going to go home. And Daisy's gone, toys. And yes. I said, I said, Mum, I promised her one.
You bought her toys yesterday, 2 days ago.
I know. And then
and 3 days ago.
I'm going to Southland today.
We went to Kmart and I just had one princess doll. But then she had a meltdown because she didn't know whether she wanted Anna or Belle.
Yeah.
And get I both. Said, if we get both, no more toys.
I love Belle's kid. Belle's in yellow.
As if that means no more toys. She's faced no resistance for 2.5 years. Heaps more toys. She's flying. She's sitting at home now going, 3 toys today, probably.
And then actually we were leaving and I bumped into Mum again, just in Westfield, and Mum just looked at the pram because the dolls were so big, they were in Daisy's pram, and Mum just looked at the pram and went,
yes.
You said a little $5 princess.
Yeah.
I went and got the full big ones.
I picked up Tove yesterday from Kinder and I picked her up early. She goes, Daddy, can I have an ice cream? I said, yeah, we can get an ice cream. It's a bit cold. And she goes, I'll give you a decision. That's what she says. Get an ice cream now, but it is cold, or we go to Southlands tomorrow and buy some toys. I go, well, will you make the decision? She goes, I think Southlands toys. So I've got to go today and buy some toys just for no reason.
Wow. If there was only some way to stop both of these things from happening.
Costello's Croydon Hotel this time tomorrow. We should say big thanks to Burbank Homes, total landholders. Save up to 18K with Burbank's big bonus promotion. T's and C's apply.
Yeah, and we can't wait to be at Costello's Croydon Hotel on Morinda Highway. Come and see us from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to be warm. We'll have heaters. It's undercover. Be cozy. We've got prizes. There's also Harry Styles tickets. So much happening.
I'm going to park my car at the Thirsty Camel.
And that's
funny.
And what's great is because this is where I grew up. This is that strip of Morinda Highway I spent so much time
at. Your first pash, man.
My first pash there next to the Thirsty Camel.
Andrew.
Yes. And the other thing, though, a bit further up, like a few hundred metres up the road on Morinda Highway, anyone who knows this strip of Croydon knows, well, back when I used to go there a lot, there was Pizza Hut, Sizzler, McDonald's.
Amazing.
Then it morphed, didn't it, Len? What did it morph into? So Sizzler went, something else went in.
Was it Lone Star Steakhouse? Was that?
Oh, that was further up towards Ringwood.
Do you remember, was there a Barnacle Bill's?
No.
That was in Wonturna, I think.
Great stories from, and it was, remember Pizza, the Pizza Hut had a dessert bar and a salad bar.
Best.
Sizzler, people have great memories from any smorgasbords, because Smorgies was a bit further up, towards Ringwood too. And I'm just trying, that was on Oban Road, I reckon it's the corner of Oban and Morinda Highway. Anyway, we thought 131060, let's relive. And if you've got any great Smorgies memories, Sizzlers memories. 2, 4, 6, 8. What is that?
It's a Smorgies.
See, I wasn't a Smorgies girl. I was Sizzler.
I had a lot of birthdays at Sizzler because it was cheap. Like, you get all you can eat. So you have all the kids there, and we couldn't really afford much. So you just have a birthday at Sizzler. Mate, the kids loved it.
Mate, I'd stock up like a camel.
Yeah.
Or like a bear before hibernation.
The best was the bread when you got there. The cheese, what was it?
Cheesy bread.
Cheesy bread or whatever it was. You'd smash that. And then you'd bypass everything else and go straight to the ice cream dispenser and just open up your mouth and put your head under. Yeah, it was the best.
I have a great memory. My friend and I, we were about 18, 19, and Rebecca Stambanis, by the way, if Rebecca's listening, Beck, we went to the Pizza Hut. We did the dessert bar there because I was always a dessert girl. So it was either Sundays at McDonald's or dessert bar at Pizza Hut. And we were leaving. It was the end of the night. And there was no one else. We were the only people there. Went and stood at the counter, and you used to work in fast food, Fev. Mm. They were just at the back cleaning. They didn't care.
Yeah.
And we were standing there for about 5 minutes. No one would serve us. Well, the last people there, and I thought, and I just said to Beck, you know what? And I've never been a naughty girl. You know that. I was school captain.
Something.
No, I just thought, well, let's just leave. Like, if honestly, if they don't even want us to pay, we couldn't get their attention. No one would come. And then I said, let's just back out really slowly. So we started to back out.
Not very obvious.
No. And then I'm like, Beck, I reckon we've done this. And I will point out, we've just had dessert. It would have been $9.95.
Yeah.
So I've gone, let's go. And then we got outside and I said, run. So we were running towards my car. And then I was so worried. I just said, get under it, like duck, because we could hear the door open. We could hear the door from the Pizza Hut open. And so I've gone, get under the car. So we got under the car. And then we could see the feet walking towards the car. And the next minute, the ladies come around the side of the car and Beck and I are under my car. Don't know why we didn't get in it and drive off.
Yeah.
And she just looked at us and said, are you going to come in and pay? And I started laughing and went, yeah, we were just joking.
What a loser.
Michael in Melton. Hi, Michael.
Morning, guys. Happy Thursday.
Great. Oh, how are you? Are you still in ISO, Michael?
Yeah, till Sunday. I'm going to miss out Mother's Day. Bloody COVID.
Oh, anyway. That's annoying.
Good, good excuse not to buy a present, bro.
No, she asked me to send her flowers, but yeah. Going to have to do the good thing. Good son thing, good old son thing.
Yeah, you do that, Michael. Now, what's your, have you got a Smorgies memory?
Yeah, this is taking me back when I first ever went to Smorgies when I was about 5 years old. I got terrified by those stone god things, you know, the ones that breathe fire.
Oh, like the tiki.
Yeah. Because I had a bit of a phobia for him, and my dad said, look, just walk across the bridge and look at it. We got a surprise. I'm like, what surprise?
Didn't they have like a volcano, Michael? Did they have like a volcano?
Yeah. It had a volcano at the front. Yeah. So every now and then they used to breathe fire through their nose. And my dad said, look at it. And I said, no, it's scaring me. And 10 seconds later, I started breathing fire and I just bolted back to the car park.
That was it.
I wish, you know what, Michael, you've done? You maybe wish I'd gone to one of these. Mm, I wish I'd never, I don't think I'd ever been into a Smorgies.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. I made the fiery mistake, though. I remember I was about 19. I took a girl on a date to Crown, to a restaurant out the front of Crown at nighttime, and just forgot that every 20 minutes. Just massive fireballs.
We used to go there, and then Mum would say, because we never went overseas, she goes, this is what Hawaii would be like. So we used to, that'd be like an overseas trip because it had the volcanoes and stuff.
Great.
Because it had that like island of vibe.
Yeah,
Mum used to go, this would be what it's like in Hawaii. And we'd be all, we're going to Hawaii.
That's great.
Nah, just Smorgies.
thanks, Michael. Brenton in Point Cook. Hey, Brenton.
How you going? Good morning, Fev, Nick.
Morning. What are your memories of a smorgasbord?
So my memories are from Sizzler, and along with the boys, the good old pan bread.
Yeah, that was the best.
The good old potato skins.
Love a potato skin.
Yeah.
And the crispy bacon pieces.
Oh,
from the salad bar.
What's a pan? What was the pan bread?
Isn't that the bread?
That was the cheesy bread.
Oh, yeah, cheesy bread.
Yeah, but it was called pan bread.
Just a whole lot of cars. Remember when you were young, you could eat all that crap and then just nothing would happen? Yeah. Eat that now and you weigh an extra 85 kilos.
I just realised Brenton's order then, not a green to be seen.
Thanks, Brenton. Lynn in Donnybrook. Hey, Lynn.
Hi there, Vicky.
Oh, Lynn, have you got a memory from the Sizzler or Smorgies?
Yeah, I have. My girlfriends and I used to go there like every week we went there, drop the kids at school and go to Smorgies. We would stay there all afternoon and just giggle and, you know, live off the salad bar and what have you. And anyway, they took me there. It was my 40th birthday, which I completely forgot about. Had my hair done. Anyway, got there and the guy came up flirting with me a bit and said, you know, you just look like Blondie. And anyway, they brought this little cake out afterwards. They were fussing over me quite a bit. Anyway, they brought this little cake over and sang happy birthday. Started to sing happy birthday and he jumped up on the table and was doing this, you know, happy birthday thing on the table and it was, we just loved it. We went there every Friday.
Oh, did you pass him?
Did you? Hey.
Sorry?
Did you hook up or?
Oh, God, no. Harry.
Yeah, Winnie. There we go. I love that the Sizzler waiter, though, had a crack.
One a third.
Lynn, Sizzler to Lynn sounds like our kittens.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like up on the table, cherry dancing, pie. Cherry pie style.
101.9, The Fox.
In the studio, we are joined by two of the cutest little babies and also...
And their children.
I'm kidding.
And
mate, they're good
parents.
Babies.
who are arguably, I'm going to say, the most successful couple to ever have been on MAFS, Bryce and Melissa.
Morning, guys.
Welcome to the show. Little Levi and Tate have come in the pram. OMG, that is the cutest thing. That they are so adorable, those boys, guys. Well, you have nailed babies.
It's because they're probably 90% Liz and her jeans, so that's
mate,
probably why.
I'm saying 100%. They are exactly Melissa. Everything.
Give me a little bit of credit,
you
Fev.
Didn't get a look in, bro.
I love it too. So Fev's first response was, obviously you like Levi more because he's at the front of the pram and Tate's at the back.
Right at the back.
Tate's working hard for laughs, so he's chucking smiles out there. He's having a great time.
Tate's loving Trixie.
I know. Yeah, I've got Trixie, my daughter, in here.
There's a lot going on here.
It's like a nursery. It's great.
I'm watching the soccer. There's babies.
But it's great to see you both. And we were only saying this morning. Like, when you think about what you two went through when you're on MAFS and everyone, sham relationship won't work. I just love it. You just proved everyone wrong and you're going great. So well done.
Thank you. It wasn't without some work, but we obviously put the hard yards in and we got the best reward out of it with the twins.
Okay. Now, is your Channel 9 contract finished?
It is.
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, let's go. Now, give us some goss. What's going on? Producers, are you producer do stuff? How much do they tell you to do? Give us everything.
Well, the good thing is we've just done this TV show with Channel 7, Spotlight, and it's called The Fame Game. Yeah. So somehow we got an invite into it on the likes of Ada Nicodemu, Cam Dado, Rowena Wallace, all the big names, plus us two. I don't know how we got added to it, but we somehow got in and we're going to be basically sort of saying what's going on behind the scenes of Married at First Sight.
What has gone on?
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of stuff to do with trolling, particularly from podcasters, gossip journos, that type of thing. So we speak about that. You talk about death threats that the twins got, little innocent twins. Adam Nicku.
That's wrong.
So it's going to be
so you're saying trolling as in like people that are in the media now trolling you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like who?
I'm not going to name names because...
Do you name names on the show?
We didn't know because we're going to get down a legal avenue at some point.
I thought that when I saw this show, I thought, gee, there'd be a legal team around it because for everybody to start spilling secrets about what's gone on in TV, they'd be nervous. There'd be a lot of shows that were nervous.
We're sitting on a legal gold mine. I'm not going to lie in terms
cash.
Of...
Oh, how much?
It's not more about cash. It's more about proving a point that
cash
particular journos...
Can't buy a house with proving a point. I'd go cash.
But we came with a celebrity slim deal, so it's okay.
Yeah. What was, I guess now that you're no longer, you're out of contract, you can speak. In terms of the filming and the production, what was probably the most disappointing or more shocking thing that you've come in as regular people onto a television show and in retrospect you look back and you go, that was wrong or didn't work out well?
Probably you copped a 3-hour show for me for that. You'd probably be able to explain it better than I would because I've got multiple examples.
Well,
that's what we
want to
hear, bro.
Yeah,
off you go.
No, I think the big thing for me was...
You're not here for your good looks, man.
Well, no. That's why
you're here to give us the dirt.
No, so I think for me towards the end of filming, it's been quite well known now and denied by Channel 9 that I called the police to try and remove us from production. And they've categorically denied it. And there's actually footage and proof of me being at a phone box in Martin Place in Sydney, calling the police. My mum got the phone call first and advised me to do it. So they're trying to deny it because obviously it's not a great look for them. And I'm not here to shit can Channel 9 because they were good to us and they looked after us in terms of mental health. But at the same time too, it's like, these things happen. Like, don't deny it. Just fix your issues. So that's what this whole Channel 7 thing's all about, sort of getting our side out. And it was good to finally get off our chest and to have that contract once and truly done with because it is pretty tight.
What do you I love the show. I watch it religiously. I think it's great TV. But I reckon Channel 9, I reckon in a series coming up, something bad's going to happen with one of the contestants. Do you feel that because of the trolling, the abuse, the toxic behaviour on the show? Do the producers portray this? Do they make people act out? Especially with the alcohol, because I know you go to those dinners and it's like 8-hour session, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is a massive misconception, Fev. I think the most I ever had to drink at a dinner party was 3 or 4 beers max. Like, you got to think about it.
Fee will be on her head by then.
You got to think, though, if you are blind drunk, slurring words, they're not going to use it because they've got the RSAs behind the scenes. So it's
Channel 9's done that to me before.
Actually, that is true. Yeah, that's true. A great Logie's not like that one. Oh, no.
Last one laughing, Amazon Prime. Have a look.
When the show was airing for us, there was a time where I obviously stopped watching the show pretty early on. But once I started reading a few things that were coming through online and the bullying and the hate got really, really intense for us, I stopped talking to Channel 9 and taking the counsellor's phone calls, and I didn't want to be associated with anyone from the show, and I just completely shut off from them. And it got to a point where one of the producers reached out and contacted Bryce, my parents, anyone that I knew, and said, if we don't hear from Melissa, we're sending the police to your house to do a welfare check.
Yeah.
And that was, and I understand why they needed to do that. And that was a, you know, a positive thing that Channel 9, that they do care.
Yeah, and this is the thing. And like, I was sitting in a pub in South Melbourne that day because my best mate from the show, Jason, had flown to Melbourne. So he went to a pub to have lunch with one of the other boys from the show. And it was the head of the show, the head EP who's just moved into a different role. She was calling me nonstop. I'm like, just get the point. It's very simple. She doesn't want to talk to you because of what you've done to us. It's so simple. It's not, we're trying to be snobs. We're not trying to be rude or arrogant. We just didn't want to talk to them. And then they threatened, we'll call the police for welfare checks. And it's like, the welfare checks from what you've caused. So don't try and fix it.
But as Feb said, it is going to get to that point. And I'm surprised it didn't happen in this series.
Speaking about this series now, Brent was with Mitch. I mean, Brent, Brent
was with
Tamara. Tamara, we've had them on the show, Boxy.
Yes.
Brent was the Dubai, owned the bars and stuff, and then come down, and Tamara thinks he's a waiter. And then there was Ella, who we had in here.
Yes, Ella's great.
Who was with Mitch. Mitch was like the playboy, good-looking guy. Now, you guys were away with Mitch and Tamara. Now, they're a couple.
They were not seen together at all. There was one photo where they were together.
Yeah.
But the whole time they didn't even go near each other. I think they said hello to each other. So it didn't look like they were together.
I'm pretty sure they're just good friends. Like, they weren't macking on at the back of that $50 million mansion we were at. They were just general good friends.
They're together. Yes.
They could be for all we know, but... To be honest, I didn't sit down and say,
come on. You're not going to talk about that on the Channel 7 special. Were they together?
Well, no, they filmed it a while ago before they were probably together. So I don't know.
I said they are together.
They could be. They might be. If they are, they're a great couple. They're two great individuals. So
they're together. Man, that's huge. That's full
hot,
on.
Hot couple alert if it is.
Yeah.
Really? Right, well, okay.
Both good looking. Yeah.
I like Ella.
Yes, 100%.
Ella's so sweet.
Yeah. We haven't met her.
She got her heart broken.
She's a
Melbourne girl, yeah. She's a good chick. Yeah. She had her heart broken. She just wanted love like you two did.
Yeah.
But it's
Mitch
great.
Has denied
so this is great that you're now in a position where you can talk about it and we can see this show. So this is going to be the Fame Game. I love this because it's got Tony Barber, Rowena Wallace. It's got some real throwbacks.
Tony Barber is an absolute crack up. You give him a couple of champagnes at a dinner table, he comes out in form.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this will be good. Sunday at 8:50.
What's going to be the biggest scandal? You've got to give us something. You've given us absolutely nothing apart from your brand new pearly whites that you've got. Have a look at those puppies.
Dr. D,
how good do you look with those things?
It's one of those things. We don't know what they're going to show. We haven't seen it. So there's a lot of bombshells in there. And look,
Just give us one.
I don't know what they're going to show. I'm trying to think.
We just need one, bro. One bombshell.
I guess they film us watching back our honeymoon. Is that Tate? He's saying, don't say anything.
He's saying, Dad, do something.
So they film us watching back our honeymoon, and there was a scene when we were lying down on the wooden floor because the budget didn't allow for couches, and we were in front of the fireplace, and Liz was in tears. And it was at the response. Remember when I said about the blonde hair, the blue eyes, the stupid comments, showed Liz in tears? Well, that was all edited together with completely different response from a producer question to Liz, where she broke down in tears. So we sit there and actually pinpoint the moment where it was cut together. So hope to God that Spotlight does show this, because it will open eyes. Because we get accused all the time of just saying, oh, you guys are making up rubbish to protect your own image. We couldn't give a crap about our own image, clearly, because we've got our own life, got our own jobs, doing all that sort of stuff to kids. But it's more about just showing people and opening eyes, because in the UK, they get reality TV, but Australians don't get it just yet. So,
Are you back in radio?
Yeah. I am, yeah.
Where are you working?
I've just got a breakfast gig. So we're going to be relocating out of Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah.
Whereabouts?
I can't say.
So you're not our competition. You're out of Melbourne.
I won't be your direct competition, but I'm in a competitive network.
Sorry, I didn't tell your mum.
S-A-N?
None of our family know yet.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, break it now. Do something. Come on.
I can't say because I'm
Sydney? Nova.
Contractually obliged. No. I'm not going there.
Wollongong.
No, it's a good market. I'm very excited.
Brisbane.
Gold Coast.
No, I
feel Gold Coast. Hot tomato.
He's got a bum bag. He's going to go to the Goldie. He's going to tan up.
Straight to Cali Beach to do an OB. I'm sweet.
Well, there it is, so, a Gold Coast.
It's so good to see you both. And to bring the boys in, Levi and Tate, I love this. Oh, Nick, God, halfway so through that, became a babysitter, rocking
Trixie
the...
Trixie saying, Mum, be quiet, they're asleep.
I know, I love that. She's
hey,
babysitting.
But before we go, we've got some gifts for you guys too we brought in. So you might know we're now Celebrity Slim Ambassadors. And they've just released, or it is being released, a brand new Skinny Bitch wine.
Wow.
So, Feb, there's a Shiraz. That's, I know you like a drink.
Thanks, mate, I do. Yes.
Nick, a Pinot Gras.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you.
So, if I drink this, yes, I'll become a Skinny Bitch.
Like
absolutely.
Jessica Powell. Yes. Like Jessica Powell.
Yes,
so, very simple.
I need that.
I think that's why the kids are confused looking at me. They go, has Dad let himself go since he got in here?
Hey, I've lost about 7-8 kilos, so I'm doing well.
You look good, man.
I got it.
Yeah. It's here.
It's in your face. The beard. Yeah, keeping the beard shorter.
Yeah, you look good.
Bryce and Melissa, thank you very much for your time. Guys, you can see the Fame Game this Sunday, 8:50 on Channel 7.
Only 80 calories.
That's great.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Parenting's a fun trip, isn't it?
Ooh,
like
yeah.
It's a bit make it up as you go along.
Yep.
Not being prepared. And I've got Daisy's 2, Trixie's just turned 9. And 9's becoming lots of questions, really hard ones to answer. So I'm not kidding. The other day, Trixie asked me, Mum, before there was the universe, what was there?
Right.
That's the sort of questions I ask Alex.
I know, but you know what? And what I'm really hating, though, at the moment is I'm constantly going, hang on, sweetie, I'll have to Google that because I might be driving or...
Maybe Fev and Trixie love... You both love horses.
Yeah. I could teach Trixie how to punt. She could teach me how to ride. No, because I said to you the other day a question like that about at the... Earth.
You did ask, yeah. But even, and then Trixie said to me the other day, Mum, how does metal, like how does steel, how do you make steel? Like why is it so hard? Oh, again, I need a science teacher.
Well,
this is
I'm
not
like,
working.
How do you, you know, like mountains and rocks and stuff, how do the rocks get there? How are they made?
Well, that one I might know, actually. That's the earth's, the plates under the earth's surface, the crust. When they move, everything rises to the top and rocks and mountains are formed.
Yeah,
I know
but like
that
rocks
bit.
On rocks, you know, you just go somewhere and there's like just a rock on a big rock and there's another rock.
Oh, that's.
How did that get there?
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
like how?
Thank you, Trixie.
David Attenborough's feeling pretty safe right now.
Well,
still
do you know how?
I've got no idea.
Yeah,
that's
it's weird, man. Yeah. Like how?
But I want to talk about vocational advice because the other day I was talking to Trix and we were talking about she was saying because she wants to be a singer and she's got a beautiful voice and she was she's out there listening. She loves singing. She has also shown interest in being a vet. Loves animals. Loves nature. Wants to
Dr.
save
Chris
the earth.
Brown.
Yeah, well, a singing vet. I think there's a niche for that. And this was the thing I said to her. And I as I was saying it, I thought
singing vet.
I don't know if I'm. Yeah,
it's like a show on Seven, mate, I think.
I'm going to operate on you.
But now, and I got really practical about career advice.
How's my voice? Bit hoarse? Ew, the singing vet. Back on Seven, mate.
And I said, here's the thing about fine, because she wants to make money and be financially secure. And that's a wonderful thing to encourage our kids to
she
be
ever,
as well.
Ever thought about Olympics?
No, I don't think so. There's an Olympic sport she's interested
she's
in.
Got real good genes.
And I said, here's the thing. What do people need? So try and think of when you think about what you want to do with your life, you think, what do people need? Because, and I said, here's the thing. They always need a vet. Look at all the animals that live in our street and our suburb. People always will always love having pets. Yeah. So then a vet is always needed.
Oh, and especially now, dogs have ADD and, you know. You're fine.
Doctors. People always get sick. You always need a doctor. And then I said, but do you always need a singer? And as I said it, my heart like broke a little bit because I'm like, was harsh.
Aren't you meant to say do what makes you happy?
Yes. And I want to be very clear. I very quickly flipped to that because I'm like, but sweetheart,
does she love
you
cash?
Do whatever you want.
I wanted to do
and
law.
And I will encourage her to be a singer. Yes.
I wanted to do law. My mum worked as a receptionist at a law firm in the city for 35 years. I always wanted
now
to
you're
do
on
law.
Radio. Is she proud?
I know. She is. Because she talked me out of law. I was on a scholarship at a good high school, wanted to do law. She took me in and made all of the partners tell me how much I'd hate law. She was spot on.
Why didn't she want you to be a lawyer?
She knows how much I would have hated it. Just sitting inside going through papers all day, boring.
My mum just didn't want me to end up in prison.
Which is
so it's a win.
And it's worked out really well.
Yeah, a win.
But
she's proud.
131060.
Set the bar low,
Let's talk about parents giving vocational advice. Like maybe you were pressured into something. Maybe your parents wanted you to follow the family business and you didn't.
Oh,
or maybe they had expectations.
We had this discussion yesterday because Mia's just doing nothing with her life at the moment. She's got malt.
Yeah, she's got her own fashion
label. She's studied. She's got a degree, but she's going back to uni.
Because
she, yeah, she's going back to uni, which
Hold
is
on.
Great.
Fashion Lenny, label, 2 degrees.
Yeah, Lenny wants to be a midwife baby.
Fabulous.
She wants to do that.
I want to do that.
And awesome. I thought, this is great. Two kids that are switched on. Toby, we don't know yet. Lulu, what do you want to do when you're older, Lulu? And Lulu's our 12-year-old sass queen, calls everyone queen. She said, I'm going to marry a rich guy and be loaded.
Right. Wow.
That's it. She doesn't want to work. I'm like, good career path, hun. Like, you can't talk her out of it. She said she's going to marry a billionaire.
But I bet you did say, or you could make all that money yourself.
I did.
You did.
And we said that.
Yeah.
You can make it. She goes, why would I? That's her career path. Why would I?
You know what's annoying me? She's made some solid points.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We often have a debate on this show about alien life form. Some of us believe it might be out there. Some of us think it's not. And I always turn to NASA. They seem to know what they're doing.
Mm.
What's NASA stand for again?
Something Space
there
Agency.
That's it. They're on it. Now, NASA scientists have a plan. They want to attract the attention of
National.
Aliens. So they've decided, and this is where I thought I respected NASA scientists. I'm not so sure anymore. Their plan is to, in order to get the attention of aliens, they're like, if they're out there, we've got to somehow get them to wave at us or show us they exist. I don't know, flash us a torch, you know, like a little light.
Is
there
what they're
anybody
doing?
Out there?
No, what they're doing is they're transmitting pictures of naked humans into space.
Right. Space news.
Oh, all of a sudden I become an alien.
Take me to your leader.
Give me more.
This is amazing.
Only
I'll
fans.
Show you the picture. It's a pixelated illustration of a naked man and a naked woman waving hello. Like, this is, I mean.
Is the show coming
back? Is it Josiah on his balcony?
Don't you think you could ask kindergarten kids, like, what would you do to get an, and they
I used to
would
write
draw
to the Care
a
Bears.
Picture of a human waving.
I used to write letters to the Care Bears
and put them
in a balloon in the helium and then land in, I thought it went to the Care Bears, which is like the aliens for the adults. And then we'd get a letter back because it would land in someone's backyard and they'd write back. And he'd go,
see,
oh,
that's
my God.
Adorable. And I expect that of 7-year-old Brendan Favola.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Don't expect it from a NASA scientist.
maybe it might work. Imagine if it worked. If I was an alien and I saw that, I'd be like, get me there. I come see you.
You're just getting the worst aliens, though.
I throw in the keys in the bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Fifi, show me more.
Oh,
there's no more to show. I've got no clothes on. Is this what you want to do?
What?
No,
I don't want to. What? Go on, get naked.
Just
send nudes into space.
I don't want to send nudes into space. Of course not.
If there's no one there, who cares?
Well, I think somehow you'll get onto a satellite. Let's be
Don't
honest.
Worry, we'll be up there.
Gail.
What's Elon Musk's number?
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, on Tuesday, we're lucky enough every fortnight, we have a cleaner come, Tram. We've had her for like 10 years. She's a legend. And she's a small lady. And she obviously cleans on a Tuesday morning. And I didn't realise it was Tuesday. And Alex was in a Zoom meeting for something to do with her book. And I was like busting to go to the toilet all the way home. And I was just like, I needed to do a number two. I was busting.
Oh, dear.
I could say something else.
No, don't.
But I have to get there. So I was absolutely busting. I didn't know Tram was there. So what I've done is I've walked in the door and I had to be quiet because I knew that Alex was in a Zoom meeting doing a podcast or something to do with her book. So I ran upstairs. I've ran into our toilet in our ensuite. You've been up there.
Yes.
And there's a big spa bath sort of bath thing. It's ugly thing that sits there. It's big, massive. Remember,
yes.
I hate it. It's disgusting. So I've ran into the toilet. I've dropped my pants down, jumped on the toilet, and I went, oh. And then Trans popped her head up in the spa bath and said, hi. I was like, ah, what are you doing? I couldn't see her in the bathroom.
What was she doing in the bathroom?
She was cleaning it. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know what to do. I had to pull my pants up and like squeeze my butt cheeks together, go
Duck
down the
walk.
Stairs
oh,
and go
no.
down to the bathroom downstairs. Not a word was spoken. Didn't say a word. No, I didn't. I just, and then I did my business
you
and the other toilet.
You got a tip that week. No human should see that.
What are the chances?
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi Bevan Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.